O offer it to the Lord for his beneficence, for his kindness endures forever. But those redeemed by the Lord proclaim that he has delivered them from the abyss, and gathered them from out of the lands, from the east and the west, from the north and the south. Some wandered in the wilderness, in a desolate wasteland, an inhabited place they could not find. They were starving and athirst, their soul withered within them. Then they cried out to the Lord in their anguish, and he delivered them from the corridor of the grave. He guided them in the proper direction, that they might find an inhabited city. Let them offer thanksgiving to the Lord for his goodness. Let them relate his wonders to the children of men. For he satisfied the lost soul and filled the hungry one with sustenance. Some sat in darkness in the shadow of death, bound in bars and shackles of iron, for they rebelled against the word of the Lord and had contempt for the counsel of the Most High. So we humbled their heart with labor. They were enslaved, and there was none to help them. Then they cried out to the Lord in their anguish, and he delivered them from the corridor of the grave. He released them from the darkness and the shadow of death, and shattered their chains of subjugation. Let them offer thanksgiving to the Lord for his goodness. Let them relate his wonders to the children of men. For he has broken the gates of bronze, sundered the bars of iron in half. Some were fools whose transgressions caused them to become afflicted. All manner of food nauseated them, and they became enfeebled until they reached death's door. Then they cried out to the Lord in their anguish, and he delivered them from the corridor of the grave. He sent his word and healed them, and released them from their affliction. Let them offer thanksgiving to the Lord for his goodness. Let them relate his wonders to the children of men. Let them present offerings of thanksgiving by proclaiming his salvation with hymns. Some traversed in the sea in ships. They labored in the boundless waters. They saw the works of the Lord, his wonders in the vastness of the oceans. Then he spoke, and a wind arose, a torrent of foam and waves, ascending to the heaven, descending to the depths. Then their souls melted with terror. They were hammered to and fro. They staggered like drunkards. All their maritime skills were for naught. Then they cried out to the Lord in their anguish, and he delivered them from the corridor of the grave. He calmed the storm. He stilled its waves. They rejoiced as all became tranquil as he guided them to their desired destination. Let them offer thanksgiving to the Lord for his goodness. Let them relate his wonders to the children of men. Let them exalt him among the multitude and praise him in the council of elders. He transforms rivers into wastelands and flowing springs into arid grounds, fertile soil into barren land because of the evil of its inhabitants. Yet he turns desert into lakelets and arid land into springs of water. There he settles the hungry, that they may establish a city for a dwelling place. They sow fields and plant vineyards. Their harvest is abundant. He blesses them, and they multiply exceedingly. Their flocks increase as well, although once diminished and lowly, oppressed by grief and sorrow. For he shows contempt for royalty and sets them wandering in a desolate wasteland, but he relieves the downtrodden from their affliction and ensures their families thrive like sheep. Let all the righteous comprehend this and rejoice, that all injustice will cease. Whoever is discerning will comprehend these words and will perceive the loving kindness of the Lord.